You're listening to the Destiny Community Church podcast.
I did prepare this message specifically thinking of Support Staff Appreciation Day, because today I want to talk to you on the subject, taken for granted, taken for granted. If something or someone is taken for granted, that usually means that someone doesn't recognize or acknowledge the value of something or someone, if something's taken for granted. This can occur intentionally, but more often than not, it is unintentional. Often, the lack of recognition and appreciation is the result of common occurrence. In other words, when something is routine in our lives, we often take it for granted. It's easy to take things for granted. We take the air that we breathe for granted. We don't have to think about it. It's just there for us to inhale into our lungs, so we just take it for granted. It's easy to take the air conditioning for granted. But boy, do we appreciate it when it comes back on after that hurricane power outage, don't we? Some of you know what I'm talking about. You go hours, days, sometimes even weeks without power, and it will make you appreciate your AC unit. Amen? We take hot water for granted. A couple of years ago, our tankless hot water heater on the side of our house went out. And after one cold shower, I was ready to remortgage the entire house to get that thing fixed. I did not want to take a cold shower. That was not fun at all. We take our jobs for granted until you don't have it. We take our health for granted until you get that bad report. We take transportation for granted. Most of us in the room came to church today in a vehicle, in a car. Some nicer than others, but nevertheless, you were able to get here. And sometimes, unfortunately, we take people for granted. But today, I want to flip the script on this commonly used phrase that usually has a negative connotation to it, and I want to show you the honor of being taken for granted. I want to read this morning from Matthew chapter 6, and it's an excerpt from Sermon on the Mount. Sermon on the Mount, and the Sermon on the Mount takes place on a Galilean hillside near the Sea of Galilee. And for three chapters in the book of Matthew, Jesus teaches his crowd of followers kingdom principles that will change the way that we interact with God and the way that we interact with each other. Many have agreed that it is a literary work of art, but in reality, it was a speech. Jesus stood on a hillside, and it was a monologue. It was a homily that gives us insight into Jesus' worldview. And so I'm not going to read the whole thing, but I do want to read some parts of it out of chapter 6, Matthew chapter 6, because I think there's some phrasing here that will help us understand the value of being taken for granted. Matthew chapter 6, starting with verse 1, and I'm going to do some stopping and starting, so just leave your Bibles open if you will. But verse 1 reads, Jesus is speaking, and he says, "Beware of practicing your righteousness before other people in order to be seen by them." This is so important. Listen, be careful. Beware of practicing your righteousness before other people in order to be seen by them. For then you will have no reward from your Father who is in heaven. Thus, when you give to the needy, so now he's going to give us some examples. When you give to the needy, sound no trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they might be praised by others. Truly, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving may be in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Let's pause there just for a moment. So just to make sure we're all on the same page, I want everyone just tracking with me this morning. Jesus said that when you give to those in need, there is no need to make a public announcement about it. He said, if you do that, you have already received your reward. He said, but understand your heavenly Father is watching and sees what others don't see. This is so important. He says, there are others who are there is your God who sees what others don't see. And he says, what he sees you do privately, he will reward you. Okay, let's move on. Matthew 6, verses 5 and 6. Jesus continues and he says, and when you pray, you must not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners that they may be seen by others. Truly, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Again, Jesus takes this practice of praying and explains to us that consistent prayer is not for public recognition. It's not for someone to praise you. Look how much he prays. Look how often she prays. That's not what it's about. He says there's no need to bring it to the attention of others. There is an audience of one who is listening, and that's who you're praying to. Let's continue, verse 16. And when you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces that their fasting may be seen by others. Truly, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, that your fasting may not be seen by others, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. If you've been around here during the month of January, you'll know that every January we participate in 21 days of prayer and fasting. And one of the things that I've tried to drive home with our church through the years is that, listen, when you're fasting, that is not something to get on social media and brag about. Because when you do that, you've already received your reward. Jesus says, just trust your Heavenly Father that He sees what's going on in secret and He will reward you. Now, I know that In this particular passage that we're reading from today, I know that Jesus is specifically talking about the three spiritual disciplines of giving, praying, and fasting. I understand that. I will not try to take that away from the scriptures. I understand that he, in his examples that he's giving us, he talks about those three spiritual disciplines of giving, praying, and fasting. But he ends each part with these words, your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Your Father who sees in secret will reward you. I want you to look at somebody near you right now and say, God sees you. Now look at your second choice on the other side and tell them, I didn't see you, but God does. Now I do. How rude. You might feel forgotten, but God sees you. You might feel overlooked, but God sees you. You might feel underappreciated today, but I need you to understand God sees you, and when God sees you, that's all you need. You might feel like no one is acknowledging all that you do, but I want you to understand God sees you. We live in this world that thrives off of accolades. And I must admit it, it feels good when people notice and acknowledge something that you did for them. It does. And I believe there's even scriptural guidance to offer such accolades. Romans 13 and 7 says, pay to all what is owed to them. And this is a unique list here. He says, pay to all what is owed them, taxes to whom taxes are owed, revenue to whom revenue is owed. Then he says this, respect to whom respect is owed, honor to whom honor is owed. So I believe it's even scriptural in offering those types of accolades. I think it's important. But I think we have to be careful when that becomes the expectation that we have as we serve, as we do to others. I think it's important for us to realize that we're doing this not for humanity's praise. We're doing this because this is what the scriptures requires out of us, and we want to do it because we want to please the one who created us. But I've realized that the more consistent you are with an action, the less recognition you'll get for it. Some of you in the room know exactly what I'm talking about. Some of you have been volunteering around this church for so long. And you are as much a staple in this church as I am. You've been doing and serving God's people all along the way. And it's who you are. It's in your DNA. But understand, with everything in life, the more consistent you are with an action, the less recognition you'll get for it. We tend to celebrate the random act of kindness. When someone goes out of their way to do something nice for us, we acknowledge and we appreciate that action. Take, for instance, if your coworker stops at lunch and buys you Starbucks and brings it back to the office, when they hand you that Starbucks coffee that they spent $10.98 on, when they hand you that coffee, it blows you away. How thoughtful. How kind. But if your husband makes you coffee every morning before you leave for work, it becomes an ordinary expectation. But he's giving you coffee every day. Or maybe if someone takes you out to lunch and they pay for your meal and it impresses you with their extraordinary kindness. But your wife cooks for you every evening. But it can become mundane and not that extraordinary because it's an action that happens all the time. So it's easy to take it for granted. There are times when people will donate their services to our church for professional work. And man, I'm so appreciative of that. But I know that I also must recognize the faithfulness of that kids worker that has been volunteering day after day, month after month, year after year. And it's so easy just to take people like that for granted. But it's nice to be appreciated, right? I mean, it feels good to be appreciated. And we don't particularly like it when we are taken for granted. But in the same sense, we often fail to recognize the consistent things that people do for us. And we ourselves begin to take those things for granted. Throughout Scripture, when people are described as faithful, it's almost never referring to the amount of faith that they have. Hear me. Look it up. When you read of someone being faithful, very seldom does it have anything to do with how much faith they possess. Most of the time, it is referring to how much faith people can place in that person. They're faithful. I can trust them. It speaks to others and their ability to trust that person that they're going to do what is right, that they're going to say the right thing, that they're going to do what they said that they would do. Proverbs chapter 20 and verse 6 says, most men will proclaim each his own goodness, but who can find a faithful man? Unfortunately, we don't often ascribe that word faithful to the people in our lives that are just consistent with their actions, the ones that we can count on. That's not necessarily how we would describe them. And it's something that I refer to as the march of the mundane. And it's easy to take it for granted. I'll be the first to admit that there are people in my life that I take for granted. And the top of that list is my wife. I know that. I'm not afraid to tell you. She knows it. I know it. My kids know it. Now you know it. But she's the most consistent person in my life. She is. Sure, she cooks, she cleans, but she's not limited to her actions. She cares. She prays. And one of her best qualities is she stays pretty even keel most of the time. Something some of you women could learn from her, but we're going to move on. But it's easy to take her for granted. And I do. I know that I also take my staff for granted. I do. Some of the greatest people, hardest working people that I know, they're always making sure that we put our best foot forward as a church. They've bought in completely. They want to see this church succeed, and they make me look good, which is not easy. But they do it. They consistently, day in and day out, make sure that the systems, the programming, and the ministry of our church is done with excellence. And it's easy, so easy, to take them for granted. And I do. But is this not the goal? Church, hear me. Again, flip the script on this phrase. Is this not the goal of life? That we live life in such a way, so consistently, that it's easy for people to take us for granted. I want to be the kind of man who displays an overall consistency between his words and his works, between what he professes to believe and how he behaves, between what I promise and what and how I perform. That's the consistency that I'm talking about. And not just when people are watching, even when no one is watching, because that's what you call integrity. Integrity, what you do when no one else is paying attention. And three times in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus says, your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Three different times. Your Father who sees in secret will reward you. The best part of that whole phrase is what's at the beginning of it. Your Father who is in secret. That means he's there with you. When no one else is watching, when you're feeling underappreciated, when you feel like you've been taken for granted, it says God is right there with you. And not only is he there with you, but what he sees your life producing in those moments, he will reward. The Greek word for secret is kryptos. And it means hidden, concealed, unseen. It's often used to describe something that is private and not openly known to others. It is a great word to use for those who feel overlooked and underappreciated, like you feel unnoticed, hidden. You've been concealed. You've been unseen. Your Father sees you hidden. He sees what others are not noticing. He sees when others have overlooked you. And let's be honest. So much of life is routine and rhythm. I believe it's scriptural. But the consistency of our lives is that it's routine and rhythm. We wake up. We go to work. We come home. We eat. We sleep, and we start all over the next day. Abraham Lincoln once said, God must love the common man because he made so many of them. We're all in this thing together. We're going through the motions of life together. It's the rhythm of life, and I promise you, there's not one person in this room that hasn't been taken for granted at some point. And I'm wanting you to realize that's part of the glory. It's the consistency of a man or woman that just does the right thing. When you do the right thing over and over and over again, it's easy for someone to take you for granted. To that stay-at-home mama that does the same thing every day. She wakes up. She gets the kids ready for school. She feeds the baby. She washes four loads of laundry, forgets to eat lunch, and still gets dinner ready for the family, but never gets a thank you. Your Heavenly Father sees you. To that working mama that has to work to help make ends meet for the family. She gets off in time to take the kids to dance, gymnastics, and soccer practice, but she struggles to decide what to make for dinner because she forgot to go to the grocery store. But somehow that night, everyone in the house gets fed, but she never gets a good job. Your Heavenly Father sees you. To that husband who is faithful in the mundane, you go to work to provide. You don't feel like you have any time for a hobby, but the yard gets mowed and the cars get fixed, but you never get a simple, I love you and appreciate you. I want you to hear me. Your Heavenly Father sees what is done in secret and he will reward you. To that student that is just trying to keep that scholarship or get that scholarship, hold down a part-time job and still find time for a social life because you don't want to be single the rest of your life. Your Heavenly Father sees you. He knows exactly what you were going through. And to those women at the FWRC that day in and day out, you're following the same routine and you're just trying to get points for good behavior, your heavenly Father sees you. And your faithfulness might not be openly seen and appreciated by others, but the only one that can truly reward it doesn't bat an eye. He doesn't miss one moment of it. He sees every second of your faithfulness. He sees every moment of your commitment. He knows how faithful you are. And when others are taking you for granted, your heavenly Father sees it and he says, I will reward you. Just stay the course. It's a badge of honor to be taken for granted. Because how often do we take him for granted? But he still loves us. In South and Central America, there's a cactus. I've had the opportunity to see this cactus before. It's called the Queen of the Night. And it only blooms at the most, one night per year, and sometimes it doesn't do that. All year long, it seems like this ordinary, ugly, mundane cactus. It just sits dormant. It's plain. It's not much to look at. But one night a year, the Queen of the Night reveals itself for what it really is. And it usually happens between 3 and 4 a.m. It'll bloom, this white, royal-looking flowers. And what's crazy about it is that during the day and throughout the year, kids play soccer around these cacti. People drive over them. People step on them. You could have one in your yard and never know the beauty that it contains within. But here's what I love about it. It's not for the world to see. It's his creation. And sometime between 3 and 4 a.m., he's the one that gets to enjoy the beauty of it. And when you're going through the motions and it feels like you're being taken for granted, and it feels like nobody appreciates and no one acknowledges and no one cares, I want you to understand, he's enjoying the beauty of his consistent creation that he created. I don't know if you can honor him any better than being consistent. So I'm going to give you the recipe for life, okay? You ready? This is it. You need to write this down. If you don't, you're missing out. This is success. I'm not a motivational speaker, but I am right now. Recipe for success. You ready? Wake up every day. Commit to love Jesus. Be faithful all day long. Go to sleep. Wake up the next day. Commit yourself to Jesus. Be faithful all day long. Go to sleep. Here's where it gets tricky, though. Day 3. Wake up. Commit yourself to Jesus. Be faithful all day. Go to sleep. I promise you, if you follow that pattern every day of your life, you're going to be taken for granted. Because you're just that faithful and consistent person. On my epitaph, here's what I wanted to say. Here lies a man that was easy to take for granted. Because that speaks volumes to how I live my life. Father, thank you, Lord, for loving us even when others may not appreciate us. Thank you, Lord, for loving us, caring for us, and rewarding us when others don't even notice. And God, I know that there's people all over this room and also at our Trenton campus, Lord, at the FWRC, that They're going through the motions. They're trying to do what's right. But for some reason, they're struggling because they're just not getting the accolades. Lord, help us to see, help us to understand that the only one that can truly reward us is watching. Let us commit our lives to following the example of Christ Jesus day in and day out. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks for listening to the Destiny Community Church podcast. To learn more about DCC, including our service times and location, visit us at destinycommunitychurch.org.